President in Southeast Asia. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden is in Indonesia for the G20 summit, where he will meet with the president of China Monday. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports from Bali.
The White House is setting low expectations for Biden's first meeting with his Chinese counterpart as president, striking out deliverables and framing goals around managing a contentious relationship after Xi tightened his grip on power with an unprecedented third term. And also Biden's critics have pushed for a hard line with President Xi. In Cambodia, Biden called out Beijing's grab for regional dominance without naming names, offering a full-throated commitment to Southeast Asian nations.
The president's last summit of the trip will be the meeting of the G20 leaders. Despite most of the midterm races being called, the Arizona governor's race between Democrat Katie Hobbs and Republican Carrie Lake has still not been decided. Protesters in the state are calling for some changes regarding the vote counting process. Fox's Alicia Acuna has more.
A group of about 100 protesters gathered outside the Maricopa County Elections Office. The sheriff here saying this pulls resources from other places in the department, but otherwise no arrests or issues. And we're still hearing comparisons to the state of Florida. That is a fundamental misunderstanding of the laws here. In Florida, they had people drop off their early ballots on Sunday. They cut that off. In the state of Arizona, it's up until 7 p.m. on election day. That explains the backlog.
A mid-air collision between two World War II aircraft at a Dallas air show Saturday, killing six people. Michael Graham of the NTSB says a full investigation is underway.
We are on scene to gather perishable evidence. Our team methodically and systematically reviews all evidence and considers all potential factors to determine the probable cause.
No one on the ground was injured. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On Fox News Live, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose discusses the situation in which someone was pretending to be an election official in the state and burning ballots.
There was an individual who claimed that he was a county election official and that he was burning ballots. Now, we were able to quickly ascertain, A, this person was not a county elections official. And then the photo that he claimed was him burning ballots turned out to not even be from this year or not even from the state of Ohio.
LaRose says Ohio's election process was efficient enough to announce winners on election night. Republican J.D. Vance winning the Senate race and Republican incumbent Governor Mike DeWine winning the gubernatorial race. And on Fox News Sunday, Maryland's governor-elect Democrat Wes Moore gives his thoughts about political rhetoric.
You cannot say that you love the country when you hate half of the people in it.
Wes Moore will become the state's first black governor when he takes office in January. The NFL season's Week 10 featured the first ever regular season game in Germany.
Tom Brady is now 4-0 in his career in international games as the Bucs beat the Seahawks 21-16 in Munich in a game that featured a goal line stand, a fumble snap for a touchdown, and a game-tying field goal, all in the final minute of regulation. The Vikings beat the Bills 33-30 in overtime. The Bills now in a second-place tie with the Jets after the Dolphins, the new AFC's leaders, down Cleveland 39-17. The Packers snap their four-game skid, beating beating former head coach Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys 31-28. Dallas finds itself in third place behind the Giants, who beat Houston 24-16. Jeff Saturday won his debut as Colts head coach 25-20 over the Raiders. Matt Ryan back at quarterback in that game for Indy 2 weeks after being benched. Sunday's other winners, the Steelers, Cardinals, Lions, Titans, and Chiefs.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.